In today's world, you know, we all kind of expect things instantly, right? Ordering food, streaming movies, and maybe even when we need legal help, waiting around for paperwork, playing phone tag. It just feels, well, old-fashioned. So the question is, how are law firms really handling this shift to digital? And what are they missing out on if they're dragging their feet? Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into boost client satisfaction with efficient digital intake solutions. Our mission, it's simple, to show why digital intake isn't just a nice to have anymore. It's pretty much essential. We'll look at the benefits, the real problems with old school methods, give you some practical tips, highlight a great tool, and even look ahead a bit. And this whole discussion, it's based on a really insightful piece called, fittingly, Boost Client Satisfaction with Efficient Digital Intake Solutions.
You've really hit the nail on the head there. The whole client landscape, it's changed. Clients today, they start online. And they want more than just expertise. They expect, convenience, speed. They'd much rather click a few buttons than deal with a pile of paper. It's just the expectation now.
That makes sense. So it's not just about having a website anymore, it's the whole experience from the get-go. If a firm doesn't offer that smooth digital start, are they actually losing clients? Not just to techie firms, but just because they're, well, annoying to deal with.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge competitive disadvantage. Think about it. You're looking for a lawyer. Firm A has an easy online form. Firm B hands you a clipboard, which way are you leaning? And it goes deeper than just convenience. Think about data accuracy, manual entry that's full of potential errors. We looked at one firm, they figured out they were spending like 3 full staff days a month just fixing intake mistakes from paper forms.
Wow, 3 days a month just fixing forms. That's a lot of lost time.
Exactly. Time that could be spent on billable work, right? Digital forms, they capture data accurately, and they can feed right into other systems. It's cleaner, much cleaner.
And I guess it saves money too, beyond just the time spent fixing errors, no more printing, storing all that paper.
Precisely. You cut out printing, storage, shredding, all that. But it's also the administrative overhead. Routing papers, chasing signatures, filing, it adds up. Plus, a lot of digital tools have compliance features built in. That saves effort too. It's definitely freeing up resources.
Okay, so the benefits sound great. Digital is faster, more accurate, cheaper. But let's talk reality. What are the actual, like, day-to-day headaches for firms still stuck using paper?
Well, the big one is just how slow and inconvenient it is for everyone. Imagine you're the client. You're already stressed, now you have to go to an office, fill up pages and pages. Maybe some of it isn't even relevant, or you're giving info the firm should already have. It's just frustrating, a bad first impression.
Yeah, not a great start. And with paper, things get lost, right? Or damaged. What happens then?
That's where the real risk comes in. Misfiled forms, lost documents. It leads to errors, inconsistencies. Incomplete records aren't just annoying. They can cause delays, serious service issues, and potentially even legal liabilities for the firm itself, the hidden danger.
And scalability. What if a firm suddenly gets busy? Can paper processes even cope?
Not really. That's a major weakness. Peak times. The paper process just becomes a bottleneck. Everything slows down. Clients get frustrated, staff get stressed. Digital solutions, though, they can scale up instantly, handle volume without breaking a sweat.
Okay, I'm sold. If I'm leading a firm and thinking, we need to do this, but where do I even begin? What's step one?
Good question. Step one is don't just grab the first tool you see. First, figure out your own needs. Look at your current process. Where are the pain points? Where will digital make the biggest difference fastest? Assess first.
Makes sense. Know the problem before you pick the solution, and then choosing those tools, so many options.
Yeah, it can feel overwhelming. Key thing, look for tools that integrate. You want something that plays nice with your existing systems, your practice management software, like ActionStep or Clio maybe, and definitely Microsoft 365. Avoid creating new islands of data. Actually, the source material specifically mentions Cognito Forms. It's cost-effective, very customizable, and has this really neat feature. It can actually create draft documents from the form data itself, which is pretty powerful.
That document automation, that
Yeah.
sounds like a potential game changer. But hold on, security, especially in law, that's huge, right?
Absolutely non-negotiable. Paramount. You have to pick tools that meet data protection rules like GDPR, whatever applies. Robust security features are a must. Don't skimp here, ever.
Right, got the tool, got security covered. What about the people? Your staff need to use this new thing.
Crucial point. Train your team. Don't just throw the tech at them. Make sure they know how to use it, why you're using it, and provide ongoing support. You need buy-in for it to work.
And this is interesting, the idea of testing, not just flipping a switch overnight.
Definitely not. Pilot test it first. maybe with a specific practice area or just a few clients. Get feedback from clients, from staff. What works? What's clunky? And the cool thing about modern new code tools is you can tweak them quickly, make adjustments based on that real-world feedback. And hey, you don't have to force everyone digital. Offer choices. Meet clients where they are.
So it's more of an evolution, not a revolution. Keep checking, keep improving.
Exactly. Monitor how it's working. Is it making things more efficient? Are clients happier? Keep evaluating and refining.
That efficiency point is key. But, you know, digital can sound expensive. Is there a big misconception there?
Often it comes down to information strategy. How much do you ask for and when? Some firms try to get everything up front in one giant form. Ask too little, you lose efficiency. Ask too much, clients give up, you lose the lead. But smarter tools like Cognito FormScan let you do it in phases. Get the basics first, then maybe ask for more detail later if needed. It's much more manageable.
That phased approach, that sounds much less intimidating for the client.
Smart. And if a firm still feels a bit lost, don't be afraid to ask for help. Seriously. While some tools are simple on the surface, getting the best result, that often takes expertise in process design, technology integration. Sometimes bringing in an expert pays off hugely.
Okay, let's circle back to Cognito Forms. You mentioned it's cost effective. Why is it a good fit, especially for smaller firms watching their budget?
Well, it hits that sweet spot of being powerful but still affordable. Small firms can create really professional, custom digital forms, embed them right on their website. Clients fill them out whenever, wherever. Super convenient.
And it can handle different kinds of legal work, not just simple contact forms.
Oh, yeah. It's very flexible. Basic contact info, sure. But also really detailed multi-page questionnaires for complex matters. And the data can be automatically sent to the right person. Integrates with Microsoft 365, ActionStep, Clio. Security's solid, too. It ticks a lot of boxes.
But that document automation thing, that feels like the hidden superpower. How big a deal is that, really?
It's potentially massive, a real game changer for efficiency. Imagine, client fills out the form, hits submit, and boom, a draft separation agreement or affidavit appears using their data. You can link it into workflows for review, approval, even digital signing. Think of the hours saved on just basic drafting.
Huge time saver. Can you give us a concrete example? Like, how would this work in, say, family law?
Sure. We actually helped a family lawyer set this up. Phase one. A simple online form gets just the basics, name, contact, type of issue. This helps quickly see if they're a good fit. If not, the form can even suggest other resources. Saves everyone time if they are a fit. The form then unlocks screens for more details needed for that first meeting.
Ah, so it qualifies them first. Smart. Mm-hmm. What happens after that first consultation?
Right. If they decide to proceed, the lawyer just updates the form status. That triggers phase two. Now the client gets asked for the really detailed stuff. Assets, liabilities, you know, everything needed for those complex financial statements required by the courts. And crucially, they can upload documents directly, bank statements, property deeds, whatever, all in one place. No more chasing attachments through endless emails.
That sounds so much cleaner than juggling dozens of emails. Does the client have to do it all at once? That could be a lot.
Nope, that's another great feature. Clients can save their progress, come back later, less pressure. And the firm sees the status anytime. We even set up an automation for this firm. It uses a workflow tool to automatically grab all those uploaded documents, names them consistently, and saves them neatly into their SharePoint. Huge organizational win.
Just the organization alone sounds worth it. And could this go even further? Like actually drafting the final court documents?
Absolutely. The next step could be automating the creation of those core documents. Separation agreements, affidavits, you name it. Pulling data directly from the form. The source we used even mentions available examples firms could look at. Things like wills, powers of attorney, even specific agreements that generate drafts. There are intake forms for in-house teams, too.
Okay, let's zoom out. Beyond specific tools like Cognito Forms, what's on the horizon? What's next for digital intake in law?
AI is definitely the big one to watch. Artificial intelligence. Imagine AI helping analyze the initial intake data. Spotting patterns, maybe suggesting next steps, assessing complexity. People are even experimenting with AI, potentially helping clients fill out forms based on a simple conversation. Could really speed things up.
Wow, AI completing forms, that's futuristic. And mobile, everyone's glued to their phone.
Totally. Mobile friendly is non-negotiable now. Intake forms have to work flawlessly on smartphones, tablets, easy to read, easy to fill out, maybe even voice input, making it accessible wherever the client is. That's key.
And I guess all these tools will talk to each other more. Intake, practice management, document signing, seamless workflows.
Exactly. Deeper integration is the future. connecting intake directly to document automation, e-signatures, case management, creating a truly smooth end-to-end process. Mm-hmm. Tools like Microsoft Power Automate were already making this possible. It's about removing friction from start to finish. So just to wrap up, efficient digital client intake. It's not optional anymore. It's table stakes for modern law firms. It's about staying competitive, meeting client expectations. Tools like Cognito Forms make it accessible. And by focusing on this, you improve accuracy, boost efficiency, and honestly, you just deliver better service.
So as you listen to this, maybe think about your own firm's processes. What part of your current intake, maybe something you haven't even considered, could be transformed by going digital, perhaps in phases, and what unexpected benefits for you and your clients might just pop up when you do.